Do you guys believe in angels? Yes? Well, maybe you can tell me if in this story there were angels. Okay? Long, long time ago, during the summer, I was only maybe 15 years old, and I wanted to go and start working. So I asked my mama and my papa if I could work. And they said, well, I guess you could. And so they contacted some of the people from church that they owned a farm. And in this farm, they grow alfalfa sprouts. Who knows what alfalfa sprouts are? Okay, they're just little, tiny little greens that you can put in your sandwich or in your salad. And that's what I was doing. I was helping grow alfalfa sprouts. So my mama and my papa used to take me every day to work in the morning, and they will come back and pick me up in the afternoon. Now, this place was located in the very top of the hill, and it was only one windy road to the top of the hill and come down to the same spot. So one day they took me to work, and I was there for a couple of hours, and the electricity went out. There was no light. So then they said, you guys are going to have to go home. Now, my mama and my papa, they used to go and give Bible studies every day. So they will take me to work, and then when they finish with their studies, with their Bible studies, they will come and pick me up. Well, this time, when they said that I had to go home, I didn't know what I was going to do. There was no one I could call to come and pick me up. So I decided that I was going to walk down the hill. So I got off my stuff and I started walking down the hill. But there was no houses around. There was nothing. There was only trees, and there was birds, and there were cats. There were a lot of other kind of animals. So I was down the hill. And I started getting frightened. I hear the trees cracking. And I would look one direction and look another direction. And there was nobody. There was nobody. And I would keep walking down the hill. Oh, that was farther than I thought. And I was just start getting more frightened and more frightened. So I thought, oh, please, Jesus, please come and help me because I am so scared. So there was one whole hour walking down the hill, and I still did not know how far was to go down to get the bus. Because I thought, once I get down the hill, I'm gonna pick up the bus, and that can take me to my house. But it was going farther and farther, and it was getting darker. And I was just so afraid. But finally, I could see the bus stop and the bench. Like, oh, finally, I'm going to get there. So I got there and sit down to wait for the bus. And I kept looking down and looking everywhere, and there's still no houses around. There was no one around except for me. Then there was two huge dogs that came from nowhere. I don't know where those dogs came from. They looked big, and they looked pretty ferocious to me. And they kept walking, and they came, and they one sat in this side of me, and the other one sat in this side of me. And I was even more afraid. So I was petrified. I didn't even move my head. I would just look at them with my eyes, and then look at the other direction. Oh, I thought they were for sure going to eat me. There were two big dogs. But no, they were just sitting there doing nothing. So then I continue to wait for the bus. Then pretty soon I hear some noises far in the distance. I wonder what those noises are. And as they come closer and closer, there were people There were men, and as they came close, I could hear that they were swearing, they were saying bad words, they were dressed a little different. One of them was carrying a chain, and the other one was carrying a bat, and they were just coming toward me, and that made me even more frightened. So, but when they came closer, they saw these two dogs, and I think they were afraid too because they hushed, and they just stare at the dogs. They probably thought I was going to go tell the dogs, go get them. But they didn't know those dogs didn't belong to me. So they just walked by very quiet, looking at the dogs, and they walked, and they even turned around to make sure those dogs stayed still. And yeah, those dogs were just there, stayed still. The dogs were looking at them too. And those people just went by, and I continued waiting for the bus. I was just wondering inside, what's going to happen now? Is these dogs are going to follow me inside the bus? So finally, after a long wait, the bus came in. And I look at the dogs, and nope, they just still stay there. They probably knew they were not allowed in the bus, otherwise they would follow me too there. They stayed there, and I got home safely. And I was so happy. I thank God so much for hearing my prayer. Do you think that there's angels that protect us? Yeah. I think that God always sent her angels to protect us. And sometimes I even think that He Himself can come down to protect us. So anytime when you're afraid, when you're afraid of the dark, when you're afraid of the noises outside, or when you're just all by yourself, just remember to say a little prayer, because God has a lot of angels to protect us.